next, Boys and Bernstein, and we'll find a way to spend Mitch Rosen's $1.
You know he wants it back.
Well, I'm not going to do that either. I want to keep my job.
I know, I'm just kidding.
FCC ramifications, you can't make those kinds of jokes. Hey. And, you know, we're in a different time, in a place.
That's right, we can only do cancer drafts like we did earlier in the hour.
This is quite the show.
Yeah, it really
670
was.
The score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and their great lineup of cars and SUVs.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Store. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstore.com.
Not in the twos. Call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere?
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
All right.
Roarman Schomburg Ford, just 8 blocks west of Woodfield Mall on Golf Road, Schomburg.
Bob Roarman.
See us today at Bob Roarman Schomburg Lincoln and experience top-of-the-line luxury when you test drive and new
stay. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at On.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Increase driver speed stands. Open the gift of a new career with a zip code search at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Don't miss Big Ten Basketball at Welch Ryan Arena. The Wildcats host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Well, the Bears will be back at it today, getting ready to take on Green Bay Sunday at what's expected to be a frigid Soldier Field. Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio says he spent plenty of nights up worrying about how to stop Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
He's so good and so confident, and he's played in one system his entire career. You know, he knows, and they know as coaches, how to adjust, and and they'll either just keep sawing wood at what they've been trying and do it a little better, or try go to another part of their playbook.
And when it comes to the Bears' defense, Fangio took a couple shots at the previous Bears regime and what he had to work with when he first arrived in Chicago.
In group, we inherited one built for the 4-3 either, obviously, by the 2 years they had prior to us getting here. So they weren't built for anything. So we had to start at ground zero.
Some key players sat out of practice yesterday, including Eddie Goldman, Eddie Royal, Tracy Porter, and Sherrick McManus. Bears practicing outside today to try to get ready for the weather on Sunday. The Bulls are in Milwaukee tonight to take on the Bucks. Milwaukee in the midst of a three-game losing streak. Rajon Rondo, a game-time decision with a sore ankle. Blackhawks are in New York. They'll play in Brooklyn tonight against the Islanders. Corey Crawford back on the ice yesterday as he recovers from an appendectomy. No word on a firm date for his return yet. Coach Joe Quenneville says he'll just have to see how Crawford comes along. Scott Darling in the net tonight. In baseball, the Cubs agreed to a one-year, $6 million deal with reliever Koji Uehara. White Sox inked lefty starter Derek Holland to a one-year deal as well. And in MMA, the Nevada State Athletic Commission has suspended Brock Lesnar for 1 year for failing multiple drug tests around his MMA fight against Mark Hunt at UFC 200 back in July. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. Join Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner on the road at the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Stop by Old Town Pub in Geneva this Friday from 1 to 6 p.m. to see the guys broadcast live. Score some Bud Light giveaways and win Chicago Bulls tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Julie, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. Jay Zawoski and Nick Szepkowski, thank you so much. Peoples, have a great weekend. Thank you to our guests today. Rich Campbell, Matt Bowen, and Paul Chicharian joined us from LeagueSavePost.com. And also thank you to Rick Camp.
Yeah.
Did his thing.
Sports encyclopedia, that man is.
And Brian Gertz, who does the video stream, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Lawrence is in tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm headed off to Crested Butte, Colorado.
Yeah, man.
The snowy mountain, as I've been selling it to the Rubster.
You skiing?
You know.
That's what I asked him, too.
They don't let Jews ski. So
they don't?
Not ever since the incident.
I wouldn't wear that. Okay.
No. I'm not skiing, but I think we'll do a little snowboarding, a little very low speed snowmobiling just to kind of look around.
Oh, come on, man. Come on,
dude. Open that thing up.
Turn it up for Roops.
Come on, let's go.
Because you know your ego's going to get to you the moment. He's like, dang, can this go any faster?
Do what I did with my kids on a wave runner where after I got off of Lake Delvin, I said, never again. I almost killed all three of us.
Yeah, well.
Never again. I said that was a major mistake. And for my kid, he's like, that's the greatest thing ever.
Well, he's guarding against that. He doesn't want to have to tell that story.
I was friendly with Randy Salerno. I think about him every time. Oh, wow. Remember Randy?
Oh, yeah.
Randy was a very, great dude. Sportscaster at GN.
On second thought, then don't go very fast.
Right?
Yeah. Well, let me think about it again.
I mean, I know.
Idiot.
I am an idiot. Yes.
Rest in peace to Randy Salerno.
Yeah, I've never been on a snowmobile or an ATV or anything like that.
Jet ski?
Yeah, dropped the bike in an alley one time. I was like, this will never happen again. Motorcycle-wise. Like, yeah.
I hate the... Oh,
yeah, Jason's on motorcycles in this city haven't done very well.
No.
This guy.
You know what? We had a great conversation.
They won't pay him.
Them,
here.
By the way. Jay Williams.
No, it was one of the better interviews that I think I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, man. It was such a real conversation. We're going to get that dude on again sometime.
Yeah. And he's got college basketball thoughts, too, as the college basketball season kind of sneaks into your consciousness a little bit.
Jason watched some UIC DePaul last night, and we talked a little bit about the how this city needs a Big Five tournament
needs to keep some of these players here so someone can give a damn about this city's basketball landscape. Mm-hmm. Like, you got the publicly spitting out number one picks. You got the Chicagoland area, the suburbs, sending kids to Big Ten schools. My guy, Nojel Eastern over at Evanston, is going to Purdue. You know, so
I didn't realize that Loyola is actually pretty good this year.
Yeah,
Loyola
9-2 or something like that.
Yeah.
How about Northwestern avoiding a loss that would have ruined them?
Chicago State
would have ruined them.
Well, it came down to a 3-pointer.
RPI,
right?
And I mean, you start looking at the metric probabilities that they avoided just by getting out of there before they changed the scoreboard on you.
Terry, you were part of the last generation to see college basketball matter in this city.
Correct.
With DePaul, yep, and everything that was, mm-hmm, going on. And, of course, recruiting is different, and the way that coaches have to go about recruiting, or, you know, other things are different. But, like, what would have to happen for this city to care about college basketball again?
Well, I mean, Pat Kennedy did it briefly, but you got to get kids in this city to listen, at least listen to you.
Yeah, because John Gross is doing a better job the last couple of years than anybody thought he would have done public league wise, but he's not getting that. He's not getting, you know, that Jabari isn't staying home, or that.
But it's still
that
one
Derek
year.
Rose isn't,
it's still one
home.
Year. I mean,
but
even,
that,
yeah,
one year turns even, into multiple one year, yeah, athletes coming, though.
It might, but to prime the pump. To get all this started, yeah, yeah, you know, it's to build something that can sustain through one and dones, unless you do the mid-major model and say we're gonna gel as a team
and
upperclassmen.
Well,
you do Tulsa, it'd be Butler,
yeah, or it'd be Dayton. Dayton's doing it with Chicago kids,
and then they come poach your coach, just like Dayton's coach was poached.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, when Izzo and Coach K get here. They come and they sit in these arenas, in these little gyms where these kids play.
It's a wrap.
And then where they're not sitting, they put cardboard cutouts of themselves elsewhere. So it looks like they're everywhere. They surround the whole place, these guys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, nobody in the schools, let them get away with it. I don't even know if John Gross is welcome at a game. But, I mean, they just don't. It's so dominant. The top hands are so dominant in this that, you know, Coach K gets his way with everything.
Yeah.
Whatever, I mean, and if he doesn't get this one, he'll get that one.
The big tournaments that you see at UIC or the Chicago City Elite Classic, those guys like Morgan Park and Simeon, we talked about it last year, Speaks, where the location had to be changed, probably going to have to be changed again this year.
Because the gym's too small.
See, there's some Evan Gilliard and some real players in that game, and how many of them are even thinking about going to DePaul?
I just think people don't really remember. I mean, I kid you not that when we played driveway pickup games, people would say, I'm Mark Aguirre.
Yeah, right. Terry Cummins.
I'm Dave Corzine. Like, you tuned in. You wanted, those were your guys.
What a delight that was.
Those were your guys.
And that little gym on Sheffield.
Oh, what a delight.
What a delight that team was.
And now you don't have that. And you don't even have... You don't even have a connection to it. Like,
one of the greatest basketball games I've ever seen in my life was at the Rosemont Horizon in the tournament, watching Dallas Comegys and Rod Strickland go against Mark Jackson and St. John's.
Real players.
And, I mean, we spent all day. That was a sub-regional where we were there not just the day, but the next day. I mean, we watched every game of the sub-regional at Rosemont Horizon in my senior year of high school, and it was still a thing. You know, that DePaul team and that building, it was still
and
a
that's,
thing.
Is that Joey? Was that Joey by then?
And yep. United Center tries. United Center does they'll bring in the Pac-12 team against Illinois, or the Big Ten team that goes up against an ACC team. But it's effectively recruiting for those schools. Like,
they brought Duke in to play the Pat Kennedy DePaul team. Yeah. Yeah. And here's Duke with his freshman Corey Maggette and Elton Brand.
You can get it done.
If I'm running that new arena that's coming to the South Loop, that DePaul arena, but it's subsidized by city money, so the city's got a say in it, I am doing everything I can to make some kind of city tournament happen.
Or have the city just buy players for you.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's if you're really doing it right.
How are you trying to win?
Funnel some of that money into buying
and who
players.
And who are the people that have the money that have graduated from your program, too? I mean, let's not mess around. You know, if you can send... a tweet or a text from a guy who is making $65 million in the NBA to a recruit, that matters.
That was the problem with DePaul. That was the headwind of when Kennedy was here. Look, they did everything they could do to get players. But because of the acrimony over the firing of Joey Meyer, you ended up with the Meyer people, the old school people, not writing checks, not being a part of things. And Pat got blindsided by that. Completely blindsided by the fact that all of a sudden he's doing everything he can, and these big time recruits are here, and people still didn't like him, wouldn't be a part of his. I'm not coming back to the program because somehow they did Joey dirty, and it was a schism that never healed, never healed.
You know, when that was DePaul teams, it was fun when they were great, and I think that somehow with those early round with the first game losses and so forth, that a lot of people lost sight of how great Mark Aguirre was.
Man.
I think they sort of lost sight. You got a whole generation of people that out there go, well, yeah, but he lost right. No, dude. No, dude. Take a look at this. Take another look at that kid. take another, not kid now, but take a look. Take a close look
an
at those
easy
games.
24, 25 a game.
Oh, my God.
Easy.
Oh. They can score. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just because they lose to that Tony Kostner St. Joe's team in a year where they were expected to romp and stomp number their way to seed. A title, number one seed. And that was devastating. I remember where I was standing. I was at a friend's house, and I can't believe it. They lost. I can't believe it.
And the last time we felt any kind of way about DePaul Buckets, truthfully, was when Pat was there, and I'll never forget. I'm in Boomer 3 in the dorms in Southern Illinois, and I'm watching Cincinnati with Kenyon Martin, and those dudes go up at the number one Cincinnati Bearcats go up against, and that was the first game. That's was right. that Duke DePaul game. They went to Cameron and they were like, "Yo, these kids are acting like they're not scared of this."
Mm-hmm. And then in Cameron when Nick Horvath banks in the three.
Yes.
Oh my God! They were up six. That was my first time back at school since I walked off the campus the first time. Okay. It's the only time I've been back as the opposing broadcaster.
And that was it was a different vibe. It was a different feeling because you're like, "Yo."
Guys, yes. Lance.
They kept Steven. Players that could have gone. Like Quentin Richardson was a big deal nationally.
Yes,
a huge deal.
So was Bobby.
Yeah, no, yeah, of course. And Lance Williams was a nice player too. I mean, they had some holdovers from the coaching staff that before.
Game, yeah, after that game, there's Pat just looking bereft, and he's standing right outside the locker room. And I just kind of gave him a look, and he's like, "I hate this place." I hate this effing place.
And Dan,
I hate this effing place.
Dan, that's 98. That's 98.
Yeah,
that's the last time. That's a long time for someone to not care about you.
To be irrelevant.
I think you're underestimating the night they made history in Providence.
It's one thing not to win. It's one thing not to win, but if you sort of are at least keep people's interest. But when you're irrelevant this long, and that's what they've been.
They tried to start the engines with guys like for instance, Wilson Chandler. For what Wilson Chandler has turned.
A nice career.
Yes. Yeah. And you're like, why couldn't you just let that run? You know, you saw, or Sammy Mejia, who had a cup of coffee with Detroit.
Andre Brown was in the NBA.
Andre Brown got drafted by Seattle.
Got some issues now.
Yes, yes.
Have you seen his GoFundMe?
No. You see what's up with Darius Miles?
No.
Dude, Darius Miles has things like waffle irons and stuff up for auction.
Oh, boy.
Like, he is in a very bad way. And always was the most generous and kind dude. And, you know, the classic story of being generous to a point where you think your money's not going to run out.
I actually need a waffle iron. I'm not kidding.
How cool would it be to say you have Darius Miles?
I swear to God, I need a waffle
iron. And if that's not a text moniker by the end of the day, then we have failed as a nation.
Andre Brown's got to go fund me for, like, back alimony and child support.
Oh. Yeah, man.
He wants people to help him. He's like, "I made some bad choices in my life." And he's in hiding. He's like, "I can't actually show my face right now because I'll get arrested, but I need help with my child
Darius
support."
Darius Miles is like $20,000 back, too. I heard Dominique Foxworthy actually talking about the construct of college athletics and, you know, what it really is. And he said, you incentivize things for kids, and the incentive isn't for me to get an education. The incentive was for me to get an interception for Ralph Regan. The incentive was that that interception would lead to wins, and wins would lead to more money for everyone else. And that's why we were like, "Yo, let's get the hell up out of here as soon as we can," because you couldn't have internships. You couldn't go to labs of the courses that you really cared about because that would take too much time. He said the incentive was never for me to get an A. The incentive was for me to get an interception.
I had that same incentive.
To never get an A?
No, well, I succeeded. Yeah, I guess I succeeded.
Yeah, man. So when you see these dudes flame out very early, you know, you say to yourself, what did they, hopefully, they learned something in the year or two they were on campus, because these guys walk into these corporations with no skills besides, "Hey, I tackled somebody at one point," or "I hit a jump shot," and they tell you, you know, take your ass to the back of the line.
What a world. I'm thinking about GoFundMe.
The GoFundMe world?
And Kickstarter worlds. Remember the dude who wanted to make potato salad a couple years ago? He was trying to raise $10 and he raised $55,000.
It must have been pretty damn good potato salad.
No, just because everybody thought it was funny and they started throwing money at him. He had a party called Potato Stock, and then just he put out a little...
That's awesome!
Yeah, and he just put out a cookbook.
Yeah,
about,
but it should be for people who can't pay their bills or for sick kids and stuff.
Amen. Because
the sick kids can't raise enough money, and then all of a sudden this idiot gets $55,000.
I'll never forget when Zach Braff had a Kickstarter for his next film. "Hey, I want to raise money and do it outside the system."
Sure.
And now a lot of people do that. But
I've seen that.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of things to throw money at.
So if
Zach
I really
Graff also played at Westinghouse.
If I needed a waffle iron, I could fund it. You think? I mean, I do.
So no, for the love of God!
No, hold on a second.
What you do is you sit here and moan about it, but you jump on the internet to help out.
Wait,
Dan,
you're the guy
to figure out his waffle
did
iron.
You ever, his waffle iron did you ever get your globe? Your James Bond globe?
Not
bar?
Yet. I'm gonna get it.
Okay, because
I want the giant like 18th century globe.
Yeah.
That's also
opens
a liquor,
up into
yes.
a liquor cabinet.
Yes.
See here. I bought one of these really
right?
inexpensive can't waffle makers at like Walgreens, and over time I noticed I made the kids waffles, and I noticed these little black dots on them, and I said, like, these aren't chocolate chip waffles. It was the Teflon was coming off, which is that's an intense carcinogen.
Yeah.
So then I'm thinking, all right, well,
that immune system.
What microscopic pieces did I give them with the last waffles? So I threw that thing out, and now they're all over me. Dan, make your waffles. I can't. I don't have my instruments. I cannot make waffles for my children.
Sorry, I'm sorry. The auction was yesterday for Darius Miles.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, sucks, man.
So he put it up again?
All his money, and he's auctioning off like a household appliances. Like that, you're still tall. Like, fine. Like, go to China.
Like,
figure something out.
You know what's funny? Like,
Marbury is in the Hall of Fame over there.
I was thinking about
buckets.
Michael Beasley and Greg Oden.
Yeah, man, do something.
When I saw Ed Pinckney on the bench with Tom Thibodeau, mm-hmm. I was thinking about my early days of watching Villanova basketball. And when Pinckney got there, the star was a guy named John Pannone. White guy, enormous.
How you doing?
Yeah.
John Pannone, I remember him.
Right, you remember John Pannone? And I'm like, God, I wonder what happened to him. And I Googled him. He played for 9 years in Spain.
Hey, dude, there's always money to get.
I was around all those guys. I mean, they would make, they do the circuit. They'd play a little in the CBA. They get a couple of 10-day contracts. Mm-hmm. Somebody get a look at them. Next thing you know, they are called, the team in the Philippines is calling, and they, you know, it's some warlord who's just paying you in a bag of cash. Seriously, the stories I heard, the guys used to play in Venezuela, mm-hmm. and they get a villa in the mountains and a driver.
If you love the game enough, you can get paid for it.
Sometimes they'd show up, and the team would be gone. Like the guy would have has left
guys running to the bank with the check, making sure it didn't bounce.
All the time. They did that in the B League in Spain too. But they had the coolest stuff. These guys would come back, and all the teammates like, man, those are some sweet practice shorts you brought back from Trieste. You know,
yeah. But see, it depends on who you talk to too, because some of these guys who have been sold that dream, like, oh yeah, you can always go overseas, and then they go overseas, and it's like some war torn country, and you're sitting there fearing for your life. I think you guys did an interview before I left mm-hmm. for Atlanta with someone who had either wrote a piece or did a documentary.
Well, Paul Shirley?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he's great.
Former Bull.
Yes.
Paul Shirley. Yeah.
What he was going through overseas. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's two kinds of guys.
Get Paul Shirley to talk to you about Gar Foreman. He doesn't want to anymore.
No, but there's guys.
He said no.
Really?
He wrote it once.
Yeah, we tried.
See, what Greg Oden did when he went to China, like some guys I know who played overseas ate every meal at McDonald's, ate every meal at Hard Rock Cafe or KFC. And like, Oden was a god. Oden was walking down the street, you know, eating the street food and learning the language.
Eat your street meat.
And these guys, and at some point we'll have Brian Oliver on, because he's doing stuff for CBS too, or CBS also. And when Brian left and tried his damnedest to get to the NBA, he was part of Lethal Weapon 3.
Absolutely.
And he, great player, Scott. Wonderful guy. And he ended up at Reggio Calabria. And became an Italian basketball god.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the cover of magazines.
They wrote a musical about Stephon Marbury.
Yes,
they wrote and produced a play about Stephon Marbury.
Yes.
Tony Harris in the Philippines scored 100 points in a game and became a James Bond action hero.
Nice.
He made movies. He produced and directed Filipino movies where he wore a white suit and played a secret agent.
I don't click on that tab.
No. Stay away from that filter. All of a sudden,
Filipino action.
All
movies?
Of a sudden, you know, your keyboard is a little bit stickier than you planned on it being.
And the cops are banging down the door.
They called him the Hurricane. And they made him.
Is this Gary Glitter? Gary Glitter.
I don't know what that transition did for you, but I'm smiling because of it, damn it. Boys and Bernstein coming up next. Spiegel,
enjoy
your weekend, man.
Thank you, man. I'll be in Crested Butte, Colorado.
Enjoy it. Lawrence Holmes fills in for Matt tomorrow. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Every few years, the NFL gets the notion to move the Pro Bowl from Honolulu, Hawaii to mainland United States. This year, Orlando will host the National Football League's All-Star festivities, including a new drills competition to showcase player skills. I couldn't be less excited. And we're already starting to hear gripe from the players, too, many of whom choose not to go to the game anyways because of the grind and attrition of the regular season. The game is never really good because it's not football as we know it. It's too much brother-in-law going on, but that's not a bad thing. There's just something special about flying out of the contiguous United States to a tropical island where the festivities are unique and the locals are all in. Nothing against Orlando, but Disney will always be the king of the hill down there, and the NFL, while it may save some money and get more fans to show up to the game, it won't have the same aura as that free vacation to Hawaii. I'm Tiki Barber.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Bob Olson and the pros at Viking Ski Shop have seen a lot in their 50 years in business. Fitting skiers and snowboarders all that time, they've learned how to set you up with the right equipment, dress you in the right clothing, and service what they sell. And they're known for their boot fitting expertise. At Viking, you just can't buy a ski boot that doesn't fit. Visit Viking now for sale prices on all 2015-16 skis, snowboards, boots, and clothing. Or pick up some Viking Ski Shop gift cards. They make great presents for friends and family. Viking Ski Shop in Logan Square on Fullerton in Chicago and in Barrington at Route 14.
Truck drivers, this holiday season, give yourself a gift with lasting impact, a rewarding new career. Schneider is hiring drivers now across America with limited time sign-on bonuses if you hire on in 2016. Team and solo configurations, over the road, regional and local options, van, truckload, intermodal, tanker, or dedicated freight. Enjoy Schneider's efficient use of electronic logs and our recently increased driver speed stance. Open the gift of a new career with a zip code search at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Interesting items in music.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let It Snow has made its way into Christmas culture since it was written in 1945. It was written by two Jewish songwriters in Hollywood. They wrote it in the midst of a heat wave while they longed for a cool down. Even though the song is known as a Christmas carol, the song never mentions Christmas at all.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
Maybe the only one who is. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting item. Interesting music.
Get around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone.
Brenda Lee had 47 songs chart over the course of her career, with one of the most famous being Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She was a tiny thing, standing at only 4'9" tall. And interestingly enough, at the time when she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she was only 13 years old.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Mancari, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge in Oak Lawn.
Well, put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale now at NUSports.com. Head coach John Fox and the Bears this Sunday. He'll take on a Packers defense that's improved as the season's gone on, he says.
A couple of their DBs were out in the first game. You know, they've gotten them back. So I think, you know, really, you know, as much has been made of the offense, you know, I think their defense is probably the area that, you know, I think they're playing a little bit better.
For the season, Green Bay has allowed 24 points per game. The Bears are scoring just 17 per contest. The Bears have also today signed Devontae Bosby to the practice squad. Rajon Rondo will be a game-time decision for the Bulls tonight. They will play in Milwaukee. It is the front end of a home-and-home with the Bucks for them. They will host the Bucks then tomorrow. Scott Darling in goal for the Blackhawks tonight. They will take on the Islanders on the road. They've been in New York for a few days, the Hawks have. Corey Crawford back on the ice practicing. He recovers from an appendectomy, but there is no timetable for when he will be able to play in a game. Join Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show Tuesday, 6 to 10 at the House of Music and Entertainment in Arlington Heights. Enjoy the broadcast. Enter to win Bears tickets and watch a live interview with Chicago Bear Dion Bush from 7 until 8:30, brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Boys and Birds.
Hi, Chris.
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Hello.
The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours, or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rubbing at someone's back door. Why not? And this is the radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Borg.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Dan Pompey at 2. Greg Gabriel at 3. Second half at 3:30. Surprises along the way as well. And I've got things to give away today. Not only do we have another Jets Pizza gift card, we have 3 4-packs for you to attend. So 12 total people will be able to attend the 670 The Score holiday broadcast breakfast. And this, you get this huge, wonderful breakfast buffet and soft drinks and the chance to win great prizes. And you have to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Go do what you do.
We are streaming at 670thescore.com.
Thanks.
Thing at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bors_Bernstein. I should also mention the Tech Zone is being brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan_Bernstein. Borsandbernstein.com is available for you as well. That collects podcasts and things we write, things we talk about, things we reference, just sort of a catch-all for everything you need for the show. And there's also the radio.com application. You need that. You can download that to your mobile device, and then you can have the show with you and be annoyed by it wherever you are, no matter what, even if you're not near a radio or a computer. The producers are Matt Abatacola.
Or is he just another gimmick QB in a gimmicky system full of gimmicks?
I love Matt Abatacola.
Good God. I want to meet Frank from Oak Park.
Let's say Frank.
Because I got this image of what I think he looks like based on his voice, and I'm certain it's 100% wrong. Because nobody ever, or people rarely, look like they sound.
They never, yeah, I know what you're saying.
They rarely.
Oh, you get this, for some reason, you get this picture in your mind, and that's just wrong. Couldn't
right.
be more wrong.
Right, and now it's all changed. It used to be that there's this sort of a mystery in radio, but you know, now you click, you can find a picture of anybody, anywhere, but that's still a mystery, the whole Frank from Oak Park thing. Chris Tannehill.
Wade at the stripe. Having a career year at the free throw line at 83%.
83.
He is Captain Indestructo.
Yeah, you know, I know the Alshon Jeffrey thing is sort of front and center because there's very little to talk about at this point in the sports season. And because he's coming back and because he may not be back. But I don't know if you're hearing any differently. I really don't think that this is some major question. There is nothing in this scenario. Nothing from what we know about the people involved that tells me that he wants to be back or that the Bears want him back. I would be.
Yeah, I was told immediately after the steroids thing that's it. You can forget it. The Bears will. John Fox will not be interested in having him back. And that's why I was asking the question yesterday. Just curious if they, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it doesn't. There doesn't seem to be a lot of love there, does there? There doesn't seem to be warmth from either side emanating. I'm radiating around there. I'm so warm. I love you, John. I want to. No, I don't think so. I don't think he'll do that again.
I don't think it has anything to do with the steroid thing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, I don't know. I'm just told they're fed up with it.
They were fed up with him beforehand.
Yeah.
They were fed up with the fact that he didn't come to any of the optional work, and they gritted their teeth.
I know.
Smiled their way through everything.
But the problem is you have nothing that helps you there. That's your problem there, Dr. Football. So, I mean, it would seem easy. Yeah, sure. If I'm running a team, I got some other guy. Well, yeah, he's gone. I mean, he is. He's paying me for the last time. But what are you going to do then? I mean, not that he's – I'll say this, though. Not only has he done himself very few favors anywhere, if any, for himself, I mean, he hasn't, this has not been in any way, shape, or form a banner. See, he's not really said, oh my God, come and get me. Look what I can do for you. Although, you know what? Somebody will. And this year, NFL, they'll come and get him.
Of course. He'll find a comfort spot somewhere. He'll find a happy place. But even before the season began, That whole thing, you know, the picture when Alshon Jeffrey threw out the first pitch, remember, he doesn't show up at the voluntary mini camp, and then he's there at Wrigley Field. And I told Fox was irate about that. And then there was a picture of the two of them after they crossed paths at Wrigley Field. And I said to one of my guys, I said, look at this picture. And he goes, that's what was the note? The note said, that's one of the most difficult smiles John Fox has ever tried to force, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
there are people just that it's over between both of them. They're not interested in one another in the least bit. And
right. For the moment this was decided, they said this is going to be his last year. That's it. Because they're just not, it's a huge number to bring him back again. And yeah, Fox does not trust him.
Well, that would be my problem. Yeah, it's not that I figure, well, he can do better on the field. He can, you know, this, and he probably won't do the PEDs again. But I would just kind of be leaning toward that side as well, that once you lose my trust, you didn't. If I didn't trust you before this, I wasn't sure about these injuries and you're never there, we're done. Yeah, I would be officially done. But I've said that before about guys, and you know, football teams have these odd ways about them.
Sure.
But John Fox, you know what? If you're on that list, you're gone. He doesn't hesitate.
And
he mess around.
And I don't think there's going to be a conflict between Fox and Ryan Pace on this one. And I'm not sure what they feel Dowell Loggins can do if they're going to bring him back to...
Well, Hub didn't think so, right? Wasn't it Hub?
No. Well, Hub really doesn't like Dowell Loggins.
Yeah.
Personally. It's not personal at all. I mean, he
just
doesn't think he's very good at what he does. So...
Maybe he's learned on the job.
Yeah?
I can't prove that.
Okay, you're just sort
I can't.
Of
I I'd
there.
Like to cite some examples and say, look what he's done, but I can't do that.
I would prefer that you do, but you can't.
I can't because there really is little or nothing that we've seen. I mean, I guess Matt Barkley has somehow, whether it's just from observation or play calling, mostly observation, and maybe in all of our mind that he looks like a guy who at least be a candidate for a number two quarterbacking job.
Now, there's something I want to talk to with Dan Pompeo about, because he's, and we've talked about a lot of Hall of Fame stuff with him, because he has an intimate knowledge of how being in the Hall of Fame himself in the writer's wing and being involved with some of these candidacies, he knows how it works if somebody makes a case. And I've been spending a lot of time thinking about Devin Hester since he was let go by the Ravens a couple of days ago. And just thinking about how unique Devin Hester was for a lot of reasons. And I don't think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame because guys like that just don't.
No, they don't. But they don't recall, get in. I celebrated it when they got him.
Oh, yeah, I know you did.
I loved it.
I know
loved
you did.
But,
and I actually, he is. There may not be a similar comp in the history of sports to what he actually is. If you're honest about him, if you really are honest about what he is or what he was and what that all, what the whole thing looked like, not just the highlights, but the entire thing. I'll get into it a little bit when we come back, and then I want to bounce it off of Dan Pompeo about that kind of thing. Guys like Brian Mitchell and Mel Gray and Eric Metcalf, I mean, they're some really accomplished return men. They just don't get a whole lot of love.
No, they don't.
No. You have WSCR The Score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. The Bears are 3-10 and now take on the dreaded Packers for the second time this season. We're talking about this divisional showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score and 6-7ofthescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Don't wait. Hurry in to the holidays on a sales event at Grossinger Kia. Make no payments till spring. Plus, get 0% financing for 66 months. Drive a new 2016 Kia Soul for only $12,900 or a 2016 Optima for only $16,900. We're adding more vehicles every day. So Grossinger Kia selection has never been bigger. Like a new 2017 Kia Sportage for just $189 per month. You're looking for the best offers. Grossinger delivers. And every new Kia we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. Hurry in. Right car, right price, right now. Get your 2016 Soul for only $12,900. J.D. Power's highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality 2 years in a row. Only at Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerKia.com. That's GrossingerKia.com. 36 months to qualified buyers plus tax title license and 169.27 doc fee. 1999 due at signing. Zero security deposit. 15.16 for $1,000 finance expires at month's end. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Listen weekdays to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
What's the number one thing that you would tell employees about the Christmas party?
Got to go out there and have fun, Chris. You got to believe that it's not a penalty for a company to want to throw an end-of-the-year celebration for their employees. It shouldn't be a drag. And to go in with an open mind, and it's always the negative stereotype of the crazy person getting too intoxicated and acting like a goofball. Know yourself. Know your limitations. But go on with a great attitude and want to meet more people at your organization.
It's sort of difficult to navigate what's fun and what's a bit too much, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. But at the same point in time, when we're all sober sitting and work in the company lunchroom, there's annoying people there, too. The key is you have to know yourself.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire show is podcast online at CBSChicago.com. From News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Interesting items. Interesting music. Most people wouldn't know the name Johnny Marks, but he contributed quite a bit to Christmas music, including penning the classics Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Silver and Gold, and Run Rudolph Run. Interestingly enough, despite all the songs about Christmas that he wrote, he didn't even celebrate the holiday because he was Jewish.
It's the feeling.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Vinatieri on the approach. Flat falls. Popping here in Miami. It sails to the far side around the 8-yard line to Hester. Under it and to the middle with the 15 to the 20. Breaks free of the 25 to the 30. To the outside. 40. Midfield. 40. 30 of the Colts. 20. 15. Hester 5. Oh! Touchdown Bears!
No way!
Way?
Yes, Way.
Way! That's what we're talking about, Devin Hester, a little bit. And I always equate it because every time Sebastian Janikowski trots his ass on the field, I keep thinking about that, how out-of-the-box thinking that was, even then, to take a kicker in the first round. And I'm thinking,
he was
how
worth
many
it.
Years later is that?
He might have been worth it.
Well, see, that's what I'm still debating.
Yeah.
Because, boy, I watch these guys now, and with the extra distance on this, what did they miss, 11 in one weekend, the extra points? 11 or 12 in one weekend? I mean, I keep asking myself, hey, numbnuts, is it really worth it? If you get a guy like that, that you think is gold, that you
think Buccaneers thought it. The Buccaneers used a second on Roberto Aguayo. Roberto, he sucks.
Yep. Hey, yeah. Now, but that's the problem, see?
So I'm thinking now about if you, the Bears fan, has a unique understanding of Devin Hester that is not out-of-town stupid. Because here is the truth. We know as a kick returner, he wasn't a very good cornerback, right? He was defense they were in or what defense he was in because his whole thing is
he wasn't actually in the defense.
Right. His thing was running away from people, not trying to stay with people. Just not in his nature. And this is from high school to college, and it was just who he was, and he wasn't a running back. And he, as a wide receiver, it was all wishful thinking. They called him a wide receiver, but you know, how many timeouts did they burn because he's facing the wrong way? How many times, whether it was Musin Muhammad or someone else or some veteran, had to walk down and turn him and reposition him, slide him over to where he was supposed to be to get him in the right split, because he just wasn't a wide receiver. The other thing, and this is the understand what I'm saying here, the dichotomy. He is the greatest return man ever.
The best I've ever seen.
Yeah, however, he also wasn't that good a return man. What I mean is, how many times did you say, "What the hell are you doing?" I mean, the judgment, the number of times that he would outrun a terrible decision. And for every one of those 14 punt returns, how many did he let drop? And you say, what are you doing? Or you would fair catch at the two. I mean, it just he was the most inconsistent, maddening, untrustworthy return man. But he was still the best of all time.
Yeah, the rewards were great.
Right.
Man.
I mean, the comparison in for maybe like a three true outcome slugger for somebody like that. But there's so many of them, and we understand the calculus in baseball. You know that if a guy draws his walks and is on base 35% of the time, it's okay if he strikes out 200 times.
Yeah.
There has never been anyone like Devin Hester. And the, what I've two things stuck out to me. That for better or for worse, what the first thing is, for better or for worse, when I think of him and who he was, this kind of football unicorn that he was, that he was defined, his greatest skill and what made his life most difficult, he was so rarely in the right place. He was never where he was supposed to be. And when you were a tackler and you were trying to find him, he just wasn't there. He wasn't where he was supposed to be.
His football instincts were not good
unless he had the ball in his hands. Incredible ability to
Although sometimes, as you just correctly pointed out, sometimes you didn't want the ball in his hand. You're going, why did you catch that?
There were times where he just, for better, or he had this incredible skill to
so
not
remarkably
be,
talented. He could outrun even his own dumb mistakes and just stuff that you go, whoa,
just
no,
a lack
oh,
of,
wait, go.
A lack of general wherewithal. What are you doing? And then he sticks his foot in the ground, makes a 90-degree cut, and he's basically telling you, I'm doing that. And you say, okay, that again.
Go.
For a defensive coordinator, he's playing corner. He's not where he's supposed to be. He's lining up as a wide receiver. He's not where he's supposed to be. But man, when he's got that ball and you're trying to tackle him, he's also not where he's supposed to be. And that's just, he's so incredibly himself in that way. It's just, there's other returners could be a functional third corner. Or a functional get you through a game wide receiver. You know, the Bears just sort of declared him their number one wideout. And if you really talk to Jay Cutler about what that experience was like, where, you know, when he said he's not really a go up and get it guy, meaning I gotta be very careful with where I, you know, it's, he's, the way you lived with him, the spinning of this wheel of fortune, it just, you hoped this unicorn would appear every time the ball was in his hands. It's just really an incredibly unique football player and frankly an unbelievable amount of fun. One of the most entertaining athletes the city's ever seen.
Easily.
I mean, just purely entertaining.
I mean, you think about it, and you watch some of the things he did, and you just look at every replay of every one of his touchdowns off of some kind of kick, whether it's a punt or a kickoff. And he makes some of the greatest athletes in the world look like they just started. Like, where was I supposed to be on that?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do about this? Where did he go? What happened there? I mean, but by the same token, he could also make himself look that way.
Right.
Like, what did I just do?
When we use the word mercurial...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of like it's something's happened. It's going somewhere. This thing is going somewhere very, very fast. We just never knew exactly what or how or why that the number of decisions he made as a punt returner where you just said, what the hell was that?
What is wrong? Are you not seeing something here? What are you doing?
Mean? Like, you know, three or four times sometimes in the same game. And then the very next one, touchdown. And the other point I wanted to make was, whether he knew it or not, when our colleague Jeff Joniak said, Devin Hester, you are ridiculous, when he chose that word in the second person, you are ridiculous. He was so right, maybe more than he knew.
Yeah.
Because it was ridiculous means just absurd. It didn't make sense. It was entertaining in a way that didn't make sense. And that was why Hester was different. And that's why he was kind of special and entertaining in a way that others weren't. Because
I also think that somehow in a city, and like I think most sports cities are exactly the same way, that love their teams and so forth. I always thought that Devin Hester's appreciation in this town was exactly right. It wasn't like craziness, because there's all this other stuff, and you counted that in. But it was also an amazing appreciation for what he could do. You know, some guys get quickly overrated because they do something. It's like, oh, man, he's just great. And you never forget those moments. I think the Bears fans got it. I think they for the most part,
they knew what kind of special toy he was.
Yes.
And because the 847 says Gale Sayers wasn't in his league. Gale Sayers was a great running back. That's my point about Hester. This was what he was.
Pretty
he
damn
was
good just, kick returner,
he,
too.
He was, yeah, pretty, yeah. He was. Yeah. But the point is that Hester wasn't. That all he was a guy who, given enough touches of a football that far down the field, was going to run a certain percentage of them back for touchdowns in a way that made your jaw drop.
And he did.
And you couldn't trust him to do anything else.
No. Even though you wanted to. You wanted to get that explosiveness. You wanted that burst, that whole thing. And Devin, you're lined up the wrong way.
Right. We have to call another timeout.
Timeout.
Yep, again. Timeout. All right, Dan Pompey is going to join us in just a moment. But right now, the sixth caller to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a spot along with three guests. That's a four-pack to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. You get that big breakfast buffet, soft drinks, and the chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. And we'll show you why when we talk to Dan Pompey next on The Score.
Devin Hester, you are ridiculous.
Tonight, on the second day of Cubs miss, The Score gave to me a Javi Baez walk-off home run.
Yep, this was the 13-inning Mother's Day thrilling win over the Nationals on The Score.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Don't miss this historic game tonight immediately following Thursday Night Football around 11 o'clock on the 12 Days of Cubs Miss on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Blue Man Group. No silent nights here.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Spend in your life the ultimate holiday gift, a Waterford World Series Champions Crystal Baseball from Chartreuse. Each Waterford baseball is engraved with the official Major League Baseball 2016 World Series Championship logo and is hand-numbered 1 through 10,000, complete with a certificate of authenticity for $150 each. Chartreuse has these limited edition crystal baseballs in stock ready for pickup or holiday delivery. They also have Waterford Cubs World Series champion Pilsner glasses, double old fashions, tankards, and ice buckets. Hurry, though. You know what? Like everything else, they're going fast. Chartreuse also offers Waterford Cubs logo wine glasses, beer glasses, clocks, and plain Cubs logo crystal baseballs. They also offer a variety of Cubs ornaments and barware and other team logo products. Shop Chartreuse in Hinsdale at Grand Square, in Wilmette at Plaza del Lago, online at chartreuse.com, or just call 630-920-0190.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling. An invitation to relax just a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving.